The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, we return to the purveyors of real estate knowledge, your Real Estate Chalk Talk.
Welcome back to the program. This is your Real Estate Chalk Talk from the Hittner Group, hittnergroup.com, H-I-T-T-N-E-R group.com, 612-627-8000. When we went out to break, we were talking about this these lawsuits that have been brought by some attorneys. And now there's a buyer. There's another one now that's coming,
okay,
out of Illinois, and that one was launched by the buyers.
Oh boy!
So you've got this class action now from the buyers saying, "Well, we paid too much because there's these commission dollars built into the commission. We wouldn't have had to pay that much if they wouldn't have built these commissions in that were mandated by the National Association, required it as offer of compensation to these dirty, rotten real estate agents. They should be working for free."
What do people expect?
I know.
There's such a broad ignorance, it seems.
It is.
In the marketplace. And it's all to get their $4.82.
Well, the point of it is that where do people think that that people are out there doing real estate and helping people with real estate buy and sell homes, and they think they're not getting paid? Where do they think the money is coming from? How do they live and send their kids to school and get groceries?
But maybe this is a really dumb question. Doesn't everybody know that, of course, it's whoever's selling the property is paying both sides? That's common knowledge, isn't it?
But that's the argument is, no, they're not. You're not. You've artificially inflated the price and then charged me for it.
You didn't inflate the price. You took less for the property than you would have gotten without representation.
The seller.
Yeah. The seller got less money.
His net dollar amount at closing is less.
It's less because he chose to have professional representation. Right. They didn't inflate the price.
Because they're saying they did inflate the price.
Costs associated with buying and selling real estate.
Right. But these are how the costs work.
And then you have that conversation. And if you're having that conversation at transaction point with people when you're listing property and buying property,
right,
and selling property, excuse me, then it's clear. But I think where the problem comes in is that there are all kinds of places and times and situations where people don't have those conversations.
Hmm.
And so communication is a breakdown in all kinds of things. Hmm. You know, friendships, marriages, business. If you're not communicating these things up front and it's not clear and evident, then you're going to have a problem. And that's kind of where it feels like we've ended up here, is that we have a problem because the communication's been poor.
Here's, Calvin, think of this.
Okay.
I'm buying the house.
I'm the buyer.
Okay. You're the buyer. You're buying the house.
Yep.
And now you want to have the seller pay closing costs.
Yep.
All right. And so you say to the seller, I need $10,000 in seller paid closing costs.
Okay.
And the seller says, no.
Okay.
All right. But you need the closing costs.
Correct.
What do you do?
I either increase the value of that home.
No, you don't increase the value of the home.
I add it on top.
So you artificially increase the sale price of the home.
All right. Or I move on to a different property if that's not palatable.
But I do get an appraisal
to justify.
That's all neither here nor there.
Well, that's all part of the equation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't just take one factor of it.
I'm trying to make a point. The point is you add it on top.
Yeah.
Right? So now it's $410,000.
Yeah.
So what the buyers are saying is that has become so systemic that we no longer go through that process of adding it on top. We build it into the price right from the beginning, knowing that that's going to happen. So we just build her in from the beginning. So if that 2.5% or 2% or whatever the number is, we'll use 10,000 in your case, that house really would have been on the market for 390.
No.
Yes. But because we've got that buyer commission built in there, we made it 400.
No. No, because you're taking an end scenario, and then now you're going back in time and saying, well, if there wasn't all of this stuff that has
I'm
to
not
be,
saying that the argument, but this is
the
lawsuit.
You're not letting me make my point.
Well,
so, like, if you go back in time and say, oh, well, there's all these fees of 30 grand. Well, if we didn't have the fees, it would be a 370 house instead of 400.
That's exactly the argument, Keith.
Yes.
And they won.
It's insane to me.
It's insane to me,
because
too.
Where you start is, we don't start with, okay, your value is 370, but it's going to cost you 30 grand, so now we have to sell it for 400.
Right.
That's correct. Not where we start. We right. start with, we go in and have a conversation about what the value of the property is. This is what it would sell on the open market. Whether you hire me or anybody else,
it's
or
sell
nobody,
for four,
more than say. Likely the value is 400. And in fact, if you don't hire me, you're probably going to sell it for less. You're going to have less exposure, less people are going to see the home, and you're probably not going to negotiate better on your behalf than I would for you, given the complexity of a real estate transaction. Now, you can choose what you want to do. If you want to list the house for 370 and put it on the market, then so if you're saying it's 400 but there's all these fees, is the seller now going to go list it for 370? No. They're still going to list it at what the value of the property
right.
is.
So what the experts are saying, and the expert is a drip out of pressure, somebody from out of town, they're saying that real estate values are going to come down as a result of this.
I think that that's the goal, and I don't agree with that at all.
Well, I don't either.
It will not
but
happen.
But what they're saying is the numbers that you use to establish that value, the historical number,
mm-hmm.
has been so ingrained with this artificial guarantee of payment that those values that you're looking at historically are skewed. So that if this had not been the case for the last 25, 30 years, your comps would be lower.
You wouldn't see the appreciation that we have.
Exactly.
Now,
so, yeah.
Right?
Which is, that's the, I don't agree with that
no,
argument at all.
That's the argument.
But especially in a market that we've had for the last how many years where there's multiple offers. That's about as arm's length of a transaction as you can possibly get. Multiple buyers with money, informed,
right.
you know, bidding on a house.
So let me just make a point. We had buyers purchasing homes for more of a percentage, a vastly greater, higher percentage over list price than what any commission dollar would be. If you have a 6% commission on a $400,000 house, that's what, $24,000?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We had people spending 10%.
Right.
10% over asking price, 15%, 20% over asking price, far greater than what any commission dollar would be. So if the argument that commission dollars is what has increased values at the rate that it did over the last 3 to 5 years, that's BS.
It is
not
BS.
Even close
nope.
to accurate.
It's an inventory issue.
It is. It's an inventory issue. However, so now that comes with these four categories of agents that look at this problem. They say different things. You've got the Anywhere Real Estate, our company, has said, look, this is the landscape that we're living in today, and we don't agree with it. We don't abide by it. But the fact of the matter is that this is the way it's going.
And what is it? What is it specifically? What is it?
Specifically, what it is our Department of Justice, the Department of Justice, wants separation in these commissions. They want pure separation. They don't want their goal is to have the seller hire their agent to market the property and handle that, and the buyer to hire their agent to negotiate on their behalf and pay them directly. And they want to eliminate any supplementation from one side to pay the other. That's the goal of the DOC. That is the goal.
And how many deals don't we do that are zero down, minimum down, and now you're saying, oh, by the way, I know you don't have any money for down payment or closing costs. We're going to use this first-time homebuyer program or
right.
first-generation coming out. But I'm sure you do have somewhere an extra $4,000 to $6,000 to pay your realtor.
And if you don't, nobody to help you.
Yeah. And now you're going to go blindly into just negotiating with the person representing the seller and get taken advantage of. It's awful.
Well, it is awful, and it's contrarian to the 92 case in Minnesota that brought buyer representation on board in the first place, because buyers went into a house with their agent, who was a sub agent of the listing agent, getting paid because that's where they were getting paid,
mm-hmm.
right? And they were like, well, we thought we had representation. And it's like, well, no, you never had representation. You didn't have representation. Everyone works for the seller. They're the ones that are paying for everything. So then all this whole buyer agency came about. All these forms came about. And what they said at that time was, it doesn't matter where the money's coming from. The representation, the agency law, all of that stuff still runs to the client, which is the buyer. Where the money comes from is a matter of mechanics of how that flows through, mm-hmm. because buyers don't necessarily have this extra money. And for the listing company, it's just another marketing cost. Mm-hmm. Just like they would have run an ad in the Star and Tribune or built a website or bought signs or whatever. It's just another marketing cost. Mm-hmm. And this happens to be a very efficient marketing endeavor.
Use of marketing dollars, yeah.
Yeah, very good use of marketing dollars because you've
going
enlisted.
To all other brokerage now.
You've enlisted that property. It used to be if you wanted a property from Edina Realty, you had to go to Edina Realty. It was their listing. You couldn't just waltz in there. You had to call the Edina Realty. It was their listing. Well, this made that property now available to every company, every broker, and opened the market up, and we have had a thriving market for 30, 40 years because of it. Mm. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Your Real Estate Chalk Talk with the Hittner Group, hittnergroup.com, HITTNER Group. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.